What do you think? Part and parcel can be separated from Krishna? Then how come I am here and Krishna is there?
No.
Where is Krishna?
Everywhere.
Everywhere?
Very good.
But then, can I see him?
Yes.
Oh, you got the eyes to see him? Oh, yeah? But I don't have the eyes to see him? Krishna says, Maya tatamidam jagat sarvam avyakta murtina. I am pervading in each and every atom, everywhere, in my unmanifested form. Avyakta murti.
No.
Avyakta murti. Can you see him everywhere? One time, one Mayavadi came in Nivrindavan, where I think I'm talking of 1986. This Mayavadi was calling himself God. Have you ever met somebody who calls himself God? Never. Oh, you are lucky. You are lucky.
No.
Mayuri, listen. So this Mayavadi, he was calling himself God, right? And he was claiming simultaneously
that
God is everywhere. He himself is calling God, and he says God is everywhere. This Mayavadi was probably in the last year of his life. After that he passed away. But at that time he was in wheelchair. Right? He was so confined in the wheelchair and said, God is everywhere, and he himself calls God. So, do you think he was everywhere?
No.
No.
But he was so mad that he was calling himself God. It's a hodgepodge simultaneously. When he came to have darshan of Radha Vrindavan Chandra, you know, I heard he instigated, told his disciple, she was a doctor. He says, oh, Niruban, sing that song. Which song? Hey, Krishna, you are standing there, but you do not know that I am sitting in your heart too. Because I am knowledgeable. I see God everywhere. And he said, you do not know that I am sitting in your heart. Krishna, you are only a stone statue.
Yes.
So, you can see, you are lucky. You have not met. But we had to fight with this guy. You know? He was going to conquer everybody by talking it out. But he doesn't know what he is talking about. But there are certain people who listen to him and get mesmerized. So that Niruban was a doctor. Right? So not only the god died, and recently Niruban, who took over the position of god, she also died. So how many gods are dying every day? By knowledge of God, and that too partial, you do not become God.
Papa.
But there are people. They are running an institute. They have opened a few temples also. But there is no Krishna. Their God, just like Christian says, the God is an old man. Old man, or bush in the fire, the fire in the bush, you know. And they don't have conception of God. But Krishna is teaching, I am pervading in each and every atom in my unmanifested form to see Paramatma sitting in everyone's heart. It's a tough job to realize that he is present, you know, doesn't mean that you see him. These expansions of Lord Krishna, you know, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are also sitting in everyone's heart. In everyone's heart as Paramatma. So yogis do meditate upon that particular form. But to see Paramatma features so much expanded that he is within the atom and without atom. The smaller than the smallest and bigger than the biggest simultaneously. To realize that is also very, very difficult. By meditation means by disciplining your body, senses, the activities, controlling them, controlling the desires and mind, and just remain in purified state. Do particular asana, and put up your nose straight, and then meditate on the tip of the nose, and then chant, These yogis do meditate on the sound vibrations, and then they try to contemplate within their heart the lotus feet of the Lord. So unless and until properly purified, nobody can realize. So, but the yogis do realize. But the yogis have to go through rigorous exercises of eightfold stepwise development. There is called Ashtanga Yoga. Have you seen Baba Ramdev doing some exercise of yoga? But he doesn't teach you everything. He simply teaches you only few exercises that they think that will eliminate your cancer, diabetes, whatnot. But it's only claim. But nobody has ever reported by statistics that if you do this exercise, all your disease will go away. So, there is no necessity to report. Just feel joy. Feel good factor. Right? Feel good factor. Why do you have to feel good? Because you think you have achieved little bit. So, there is no loss. So when you discipline your body, naturally there is some control coming. Right? But it doesn't mean that you have reached to realize God, who is sitting as Paramatma in everyone's heart. People are not becoming detached from the bodily conception of life, not spiritualized by a few exercises. Their aim is the removal of some disease. Their aim is removal of some disease. Who knows whether the disease is removed or not? There are no statistics. But yet, discipline is there somewhat. But to realize Paramatma, they have not reached Yama Niyama Asana, that's about it. Or maybe a little pranayama. So that is the fourth step. the breathing exercises. These are all physical exercises, right? People do different ways. Somebody want to go jogging in the park, run like a horse, others want to sit in their house and do breathing exercise, bhastika pranayama and whatnot. Amigo!
Amigo!
Amigo is here. There is the program. So, to realize Paramatma, he has to go through the other remaining steps. That is, pratyahara, then dharana, dhyana, and samadhi. These four steps are very essential. Dharana means conception. Where do you get an idea that God is? Unless and until it is revealed in the scripture, you do not come to a particular conclusion, right? There are different stages of conclusion too. There is nothing like final conclusion. Final conclusion in four Vedas would not come, but the divinity aspect would come, which is the influence of the Lord. But personality will be exhibited only in the Upanishads, gradually. Ishopanishad declares some personality behind all that. Then Bhagavad Gita declares it, Srimad Bhagavatam declares. Right? To come to personality stage and conception of that personality aspect, hardly anybody reaches. Krishna says it in Bhagavad Gita. Out of thousands of men, only few will try to make their life perfect. Out of thousands of perfected men, hardly anybody is trying to know me in truth. And out of those who are knowing the absolute truth, they will have to take many, many births to understand that Vasudevam Sarvamiti. So you can see how much filtration would have taken place. So who has access to Vasudeva Krishna to be all in all? Sarvamidam Kalvam Brahma, that is impersonal conception. But Vasudevam Sarvamiti, that is personal conception of the same absolute truth. And in between is Paramatma realization. And Paramatma realization will come to the manifestation of Vishnu form. One is impersonal, one is Vishnu form, and another is Lord Krishna. See? Different conception. So, what do you conceive? Dharana. Dharana means? What do you sustain in your mind for? What target? What is your aim? If you work on aim, then you must have some particular conception, philosophy. Alright? So, Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagwan is the three aspects of absolute truth realization. So, when Krishna says that Maya Tatam Idam Jagat Sarvam Avyakta Murtina, I am pervaded in all my, everywhere in my unmanifested form. Let's see. So, we will look into this particular verse today. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 This is given in 9th chapter, 4th verse. You repeat after me. Maya tatamidam sarvam.
Maya tatamidam sarvam.
Jagat avyakta murtina.
Jagat avyakta murtina.
Mastani sarva bhutani.
Mastani sarva bhutani.
Na chaham teshvavasthitah.
Na chaham teshvavasthitah.
Maya.
By me,
tatam,
pervaded,
idam,
this,
sarvam,
all,
jagat, all
cosmic manifestation,
avyakta murtina,
by the unmanifested form,
mastani,
in me.
Sarva bhutani,
all living entities,
not.
Cha,
also,
aham,
I,
teshu,
in them,
avasthitaha,
situated. By me, in my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is not perceivable through gross material senses. It is said in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Atah Sri Krishna Namadina Bhavit Grahim Indriyehi Sevanam Mukhehi Jivadav Swayam Spuratya Mevadhyaha. Lord Sri Krishna's name, fame, pastimes, etc. cannot be understood by material senses. Only to one who is engaged in pure devotional service under proper guidance, he is revealed. In Brahma Samhita, 5th chapter, 38th verse, it is stated, Premanjanak charita bhakti vilochanena samhita sadaiva radeshu vilokenti. One can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, always within himself and outside himself if one has developed the transcendental loving attitude towards him. Thus, for people in general, he is not visible. Yeah. Here it is said that although he is all-pervading, everywhere present, he is not conceivable by material senses. This is indicated here by the word avyakta murtina. But actually, although we cannot see him, everything is resting in him. As we have discussed in the 7th chapter, the entire material cosmic manifestation is only a combination of his two different energies, the superior spiritual energy and inferior material energy. Just as sunshine is spread all over the universe, the energy of the Lord is spread all over the creation, and everything is resting in that energy. Yet one should not conclude that because he is spread all over, he has lost his personal existence. To refute such an argument, the Lord says, I am everywhere and everything is in me, but I am still aloof. For example, a king heads a government which is but a manifestation of king's energy. The different government departments are nothing but his energies of the king. And such department is resting on king's power. But still one cannot expect the king to be present in each and every department personally. That is a crude example. Similarly, all the manifestations that we see and everything that exists, both in this material world and the spiritual world, are resting on the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The creation takes place by diffusion of his different energies. And as stated in Bhagavad Gita, Vistabhyam Aham Krishnam, he is everywhere present by his personal representation, the diffusion of his different energies. These energies are manifested right before, so we can see. These energies, when manifested, then we must ask, whose energies are these? It's not mine, it is not accidentally created. But these are Krishna's variegated energies. Right? So, Upanishad will come and tell up to the point that, Upanishads only indicate, does not name that personality. It says, na cha tasya karanam karanam cha vidyate, na cha tasamasam abhi adhikachya drashyate, parasya shaktir vividhiya srujate, swabhaviki jnana balat kriyacha. It's an indicative. Tasya, whose? His. Tasya means his, but whose? No name? Upanishad will come up to tell you only indicating. But then you have to find out who is he talking of. The personality is not revealed. This is Shvetashtra Upanishad. Even though it is favorable to talk about, ultimately the same Supreme Personality, got it, but do not reveal that. You know? But only a request to see the Lord's face is found in Ishopanishad. There is no form up till now, but it's indicative. Nachatasya, tasya means his, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Karanam karanam cha vidyate, for him you do not find any cause, and for him there is nothing to do, because he is the Supreme Master. So it's only indicative thing. Hindi mein kya uska uska wo ye, hum aapka naam nahi bolenge, lekin aapka uska प्रोनाउन बोलेंगे, है ना? प्रोनाउन जो होता है वो बोलते रहते हैं, लेकिन हम नाम नहीं देते. तो उपनिषद इम्पर्सनल, यानी कि पर्सन से टच नहीं करवाते. बट ओनली ईशोपनिषद वी फाइंड अ रिक्वेस्ट दैट माय डियर लॉर्ड, whoever you are, besides this effulgence, effulgence of knowledge, effulgence that you are showing, behind this effulgence you are hiding your face. So now he is talking of face. And if you think that I am qualified, please show it to me. You can't see even who you are talking to, unless and until pure devotional service one conducts. So what is the qualification that is? So in Upanishad it is said that Hiranmayena Patrena Satyasyapitam Mukham Tat Pushanam Apavrunu Satya Dharmaya Drashye. My dear Lord, Hiranmaya means very effulgent, like gold, bright as golden color, because the light is golden always. So people think that you can meditate on light impersonal, but Ishopanishad we find that behind this golden effulgent, light, that you are hiding your face. Hiranmayena patrena. Patra means substance, container. It's called patra. Satyasyapitam mukham. Actually, by truth, there is your face behind it. To see Krishna is extremely difficult, because he is so effulgent that unless and until you are related to him, performing devotional service, he will never reveal you. So therefore there is a request that, my dear Lord, if you think that I'm qualified, then please show it to me. Satyasyapitam mukham tat pushnum apavrunu. Please then reveal that curtain. So, satya dharmaya drashyaye. I will be able to see you face to face in reality. Satya. That will be the aim of my dharma or performing all this. So, kindly please show me. It's only a request. No claim is there. So we see how development of the real face that is coming up. But that revelation, nayam atma na pravachanena labhya. If one is a big pandit and simply talks about, he will not be revealed to him. Na bahuna atho asrutena va. And he will not be able to reveal himself by too much hearing about. Yan atma tan labhyate. He will reveal himself to whom? If he chooses. So he is independent. How will you convince the one who is totally independent to reveal himself? Reveal this? Sure. It's too difficult. So only by undivided devotional service, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that I will... Undivided devotional service means what? Our devotional service is divided with many purposes. So I am doing this devotional, I am chanting Hare Krishna because, we will feel good. Feeling good factor. Oh, it is nice to, you know, sing the song along. It is nice to take prasadam. It's nice, you know. Somebody said, it will be nice if I remain a little bit knowledgeable. My life will be happy. You know. Why do you want to know Krishna? Because?
Because I can go back home.
We can go back home.
Dude, she, this is called Krishna consciousness. You know, because she wants to go back home, back to God. That's good. That's why you should know Krishna. See? The purpose. You have to see him. You have to know everybody. We are persons. We want to go back home, back to God, because Krishna is the Supreme Personality. So to realize Paramatma is requiring understanding and a concentrated meditation. But what kind of conception one has? Generally, people who are meditating after dharana, then they have to meditate, means dhyan, and samadhi means they have to be keeping the focus, you know. So their conceptions themselves are multifarious. They don't have personality aspect of conception. So there are different conceptions and different results of the yoga ladder. So it is too difficult to realize Paramatma feature. It may be easy. It may be easy to understand simply theoretically, and one may think, I have a lot of knowledge. But no, you will not be able to cross over the insurmountable ocean of material birth and death unless you have proper conception. Right? you must know that what will you do when you cross over? She wants to go back home, back to Godhead. Right? So she should know what she will be doing there. What do you think you will be doing there? There is no school.
When you go back home, what do
you do? Because you should, if you are going to serve Krishna there, where you will have to learn? Here or there? No. You will have to learn here right away. You have to learn right here. And what is the process to learn?
Nine processes
of that. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. These are the 9 processes of service in devotion. Bhakti has 9 processes. So we must learn. We must learn how to hear what?
Hear, chanting, remembering, praying, obeying, worshipping, every senses,
do that.
Servitorship, become servant, then
she does the action always.
So 9 processes, but if we start from hearing, chanting, and remembering of Lord Krishna's name, remember his name. Then Krishna will reveal his form so you can worship, pay obeisances, like that. And then after properly perfecting those 3 things, you can become really become servant. Then you can love him either in parental way or conjugal way. There is no other system except these 9 processes to develop that. So, the impersonalists do not resort to the holy name. They simply depend upon their khopri, this little brain. They may go by a lot of contemplation, thinking. Then it takes long time because they think they have to depend upon themselves. Even though the Vedic process is there, but they don't read anything. They think they can manufacture God within their mind. But they end up simply thinking on the white light. That's it. So that's the light of knowledge thereafter, which is impersonal. And Paramatma guys are, according to their conception, dharana, dhyana and samadhi, they will get somewhere. Generally people end up in astasiddhis, the perfections that are achieved through. They may go to other planets. But if wherever their conception is, suppose they want to go to the Pitru Lokas, so they will control themselves and liberate their soul from this body through determination, then they will go to that place. But not necessarily everyone goes to Krishna. Somebody wants to go to Swargaloka only. So what is the use of this particular perfection, siddhi, through Ashtanga Yoga? Generally they want to perform Ashtanga Yoga to get some material siddhi right here. So these eight types of perfections are anima, lagima, mahima, prapti, ishita, vashita, prakamya. All this kind of siddhis, perfection, they want to utilize here. More they utilize, more they become bereft. So because these are material nature, they are not going to last ever. So the siddhi and people, they do not get the desired goal. Only few of them, they want to meditate upon the Lord who is sitting in their heart as Paramatma. And that feature has four-headed Vishnu form. You know? Four-headed Vishnu form. So, even those who are meditators, and they want to think that Lord is pervading in everywhere, it is possible to meditate within one's own heart with a rigorous discipline. But to realize Paramatma in each and every atom is very difficult. You can understand, but to realize is a different thing. I think yesterday or today they were going to make an experiment in the science. They were preparing for how many years? Almost
20
years. You know about that. Can you tell?
I think they're connecting a Big Bang theory or how the world came into existence. Mm. So they have been building some equipment for the last 20 years.
That's called Super Collider.
Yeah.
Super Collider. They want to bombard the
electric. All the matter method, mass and all those things, they already decided.
So because they already got Nobel Prize in that field in 1956. Alright? By splitting the atom, you know, by bombardment of electrons or protons. When the mass was missing, some part, they were missing, and they termed it God particle. God particle. So, they were building up this particular super collider between France and Switzerland. It's about 25 kilometers in circumference. About, I think, in the middle of 70s, they built a super collider in America, near Texas. You know, I mean, Dallas, Texas. You go about 35 kilometers in between I-35, east and west. You know, they meet, these two roads, highways are meeting. I pass every year during that time to go through Austin. So I know it. So they built a 10-kilometer radius super collider, and they have to close down that facility. You know, at that time. But still they are working on an international level. That they have collected so many scientists, about 2,500.
To $10 billion or something.
Yes, and they made a super magnet. Super magnet that never did before. And then they wanted to switch on, you know, yesterday or today or something.
Yesterday,
12 o'clock. Then what happened?
The
result will be generated by computer. So they are looking up because there are some Indian scientists also there. You know, so somehow or other they think that they're missing, because in 1956, Prabhupada puts up in the Easy Journey to Other Planets. You have that book? Look, give me. When we are discussing, we should talk and see the fallacy of modern science, looking into the God particle. The very first chapter, Srila Prabhupada puts up. Entire material worlds, okay? Materialistic science may one day finally discover the eternal entire material world, which has for so long been unknown to the wranglers of gross materialism. Regarding the scientists' present conception of entertainment of the Times of India, October 27, 1959, published the following news release. Stockholm, October 26, 1959. Two American atomic scientists were awarded the 1959 Nobel Physics Prize today for the discovery of an antiproton, proving that matter exists in two forms, as particles and as antiparticles. Right. They are Italian-born Dr. Emilio Sergei, 69, and Dr. Owen Chamberlain, born in San Francisco. According to one of the fundamental symptoms of the new theory, there may exist another world, or an entire world, built up of an entire matter. This entire material world would consist of atomic and subatomic particles spinning in the reverse orbits to those of the world we know. If these two worlds should ever clash, they would both be annihilated in one blinding flash. This is called Big Bang. Right? In this statement, look, now Prabhupada is telling. In this statement, the following propositions are put forward. First, there is an entire material atom or particle which is made up of entire qualities of the material atoms. Every material atom in this, there is three different modes or gunas. Sattva guna, raja guna and tamo guna. Alright? So, the entire material world has three other gunas, which are not sattva, raja and tama. It's transcendental. Means sat, chit, ananda, guna will be there. Second, there is another world besides this material world, of which we have only limited experience. So, and the third one, that they say, the entire material world and material ones may clash at a certain period and may annihilate one another. And Prabhupada is telling, commenting on this, that out of these three items, we the students of theistic science can fully agree with item 1 and 2. But we can agree item 3 only within the limited scientific definition of antimatter. The difficulty lies in the fact that the scientist's conception of antimatter extends only to another variety of material energy. So, whereas the real antimatter must be entirely antimaterial. If they say so, then it should be spiritual. They still name is antimaterial, but in Krishna teaching us that parastasmatu bhavo anyo avyakta avyakta sanatana. Besides this material energy, there's another kind of energy which is spiritual. It is beyond manifested and unmanifested material energy. Material energy is created, sustained, and annihilated. But this is Sanatana. It is beyond manifested and unmanifested, means it is eternally existing. He says, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhumirapanalo vayu khammano buddhirevacha ahankaram itiya me binna prakriti ashtada. These eightfold energies of mind, they are mind, Krishna says. Which one? Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence and ego. These are, five are gross and three are subtle. They are my separated energies. Right? But aparemitastvanyam prakriti vidhi me param jiva bhutam mahabaho yedam dharyate jagat. Besides this inferior eightfold energy that is separated from me, there is another superior energy of mine, and that is called jiva, means you, my part and part. You are not of that material conception. Jiva Bhutam Mahabhav, my dear Arjun, mighty armed Arjun. Yayidam, by Yaya Idam. Yaya means by which, Idam means this material manifest. Dharyate Jagat. To dharayate means sustaining. This Jagat is sustained by the entry of the Jiva. This body is also Jagat. When the Jiva goes, the body is dead. Right? We call it dead. So Krishna is teaching that that is superior energy. You are my part and parcel. You are a different kind of energy. This material world is a different kind of energy. Right? So Prabhupada said, the first two proposals, we agree. But this third proposal, we do not agree. Because they are talking of entire matter within the realm of matter. So they think it's another kind of material energy. Yeah. But they don't understand this. How could you define matter existing in entire matter?
It's a contradiction.
They contradict, exactly. You know? But it is by the presence of that jiva, this material world is sustained. Material world is going to be annihilated. Bhutva bhutva praliyate in varamba. Often, when Brahma goes to sleep, the whole material world goes to sleep. All the living entities are gone. And Brahma means, after 12 hours when he is tired, he goes to sleep. And Brahma's Ratri, the night of Brahma, is also the same length as of its day. The day is called Kalpa. In the day of Brahma, 1,000 times all the four yugas go. Alright? This is Kali Yuga, which is supposed to be 432,000 solar years. This is the calculation. Twice then Kali Yuga is Dwapar, thrice then Kali Yuga is Treta, and four times Kali Yuga is Satya Yuga. That makes one Mahayuga, sum of all the four. But 1,000 times you multiply. That is only 12 hours of Brahma. And similarly, 12 hours the life is suspended. Everything dwindles. When Brahma wakes up, he repeatedly do the same thing over, just like we do. When we sleep, we forget everything. When we get up, do the brush, go to the toilet, start job, right? Sustaining. Sustaining activity is during the day. But annihilation is in the night. When Brahma leaves the body, after his 100 years completed, then only total devastation for that particular universe is there. But our Brahma has the smallest universe to control. Because our Brahma one time went to see Lord Krishna. And Krishna has a servant waiting there. He said, "Who are you?" He said, "I'm Brahma, I want to see Krishna." So he said, "Wait here, I'll go and inform the Lord." So the Lord asked the servant, "Which Brahma is it?" He said, "He didn't tell." "Okay, go and ask." So he came back and said, "The Lord wants to know which Brahma are you?" And Brahma could not answer. When you can't answer, or when you are thinking of an answer possible, you scratch your head. So Brahma scratched four heads. And he said, "I have to answer something, because there is no other tangible answer found." So he said, "Well, I cannot find, but I have already scraped all four heads. So tell him that I'm with the four heads." So the servant came to Krishna and says, "Four-headed Brahma is here." He said, "Oh, I know." And he said, okay, let him come. But our Brahma became more puzzled. That why the Lord is asking which Brahma I am? He is the head of the whole universe, and he doesn't know that there may be other universes existing which are bigger than him. And as soon as he came, he paid his obeisances to Krishna, and then he reveals, "My dear Lord, somehow or another I never faced this problem. Can you reveal what is it? Why did you ask which Brahma I am? Resolve my doubt." He said, yes, "We called up a meeting for all the Brahmas, so everybody will be coming soon. You are nearest, so you came. You are Brahma of this particular universe where the planet Earth is there. So, and for you, you are the nearest one. So, but they will be all soon coming quickly." All right? So really, a lot of Brahma started coming up. There were hundreds of heads and helmets, and everybody paid their obeisances in front of Krishna, and our Brahma became So it's like that. When Brahma goes to sleep, the whole universe that he is controlling also is folded. The lotus is folded and withdrawn. And it is withdrawn in Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. Garbhadakshaya Vishnu also disappears. And the whole cosmic manifestation is going in the nostril of Lord Mahavishnu, and sustained there. All right. Then when he is exhaling, everything comes out. Even Brahma is suspended. All the demigods are suspended. In the body of Mahavishnu. So Brahma Sinta explains, Brahma himself realizes that. Kayasvaisa nisvasati kala vathavalambya jivanti loma vilaja jagadandanatha Vishnur Mahan yasya kala visheso. Yasya means Krishna's. Govinda Mahadi Purusham Tamahamani. I worship Govinda Krishna. Whose simple, merely a portion of a portion, kala, is Mahavishnu. From whose inhalation and exhalation the time of kala is calculated. Kalam is time. The duration of the kal is calculated. This is transcendental activity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna. And we should know. So such conception, even when Brahma realizes that, he gives us. And we follow in his footsteps to know at that particular time. Right? These are wonderful prayers of Brahma to understand the scientific nature of so-called claims. What to speak of those who are avatars, they are being sold in the market. People can take some money and manufacture you in a god. So you are God. They can make you God. So, to dispel everything, the fantasy of an envious mind, he wants to either compete with God without any qualities. So this is the real fallacy that is exposed through the proper study of the Shastras. Right? So when Krishna is telling, then yaya idam dharyate jagat, this manifestation of a temporary existence called ja means one which is born, gat, and then will go. The body is also a jagat. It is this entry of the soul that sustains. So we must learn, to engage the body. Why? Because it's only an instrument. We are not the bodies. When the soul becomes the devotee of Krishna, then he utilizes his body in his service. When soul is in Maya, he wants to utilize his body for his own enjoyment or his own selfishness. But he doesn't know that the body will perish and his enjoyment will not finish. So he will have to take another body. Only in human form of life that we can get a chance and by proper understanding to realize these three aspects. Brahman, Paramatman, Bhagavan aspect. So, only by undivided devotional service can I be known as I am. Arjun standing before you in my 200 forms, not even in 400. Right? That not only you will be able to know me in truth, you will be able to see me in truth, and you will be able to enter into my intricate activities in truth. So Krishna gives total or complete facility. Knowledge is not a big deal. So why people are wasting time and simply contemplating neti, 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 na iti means not this, not that, not this. Then suddenly when the flesh will come, I am God. Prabhupada says, yes, God. So, in this way, don't waste time for jnan. There is no necessity of jnan. The yogi will go through rigorous exercises, the bodily exercises, the perfections, and perfection means you have to act in. So karmas are there. Yogic karmas. So Ramdev Baba doesn't teach much, and neither guarantees for what he's telling. It's simply money making business. Or the So, by becoming devotee, the advantage is that you know the personality, you have sambandh, relationship with him. So, to sustain the relationship, we act. When you are related, you live for him. By service, by performing activities that are concerning him. Right? And third thing is that by such exchange of activity of the life, we derive pleasure. So, there is a sum total of the perfection. So, knowledge about the devotional service is called sarva-gyan. Sarva-gyan. It's not only gyan, but sarva-gyan. Knowledge about Krishna and his devotional service is called sarva-gyan. Sarva-gyan plavainam vrajinam santarishyasi. Arjun. Apichat sapi papebhya sarva papebhya kriptam. If you think that you are the most sinful of all the sinful people, see my mercy. Sarva jnana plavainam vrajinam santarishyasi. When you will receive this sarva jnana through this bona fide spiritual master, of my devotional service, you will cross over very easily the insurmountable ocean of birth and death, repeated birth. So in this way, when you know the person, you also know his address, where he is staying. So when he is all pervading, Paramatma realization, it's automatically come. How he is sitting in everyone's heart, how does he look like, what are his activities. You'll be surprised that the Lord is very kindly sitting in everyone's heart and waiting the soul when he is going to turn his face on. This is also explained in Kathopanishad. There is also another both are on the same strain, you know. Said there are two birds sitting in one branch of a tree. They look alike, but the only difference between the two is that one bird has the fruit in his mouth and he is very full of anxiety. Going to turn his face on. This is also explained in Kathopanishad. There is also another both are on the same strain, you know. Said there are two birds sitting in one branch of a tree. They look alike, but the only difference between the two is that one bird has the fruit in his mouth and he is very full of anxiety. The other bird is a very peaceful nature and doesn't have anything in his mouth and is trying to witness him. They look alike. Alright? They look alike. But there are two distinct birds. One is the super soul and another is the soul. Now which bird is the soul and which bird is the super soul? Mayuri, did you hear? There are two birds sitting on the same branch of a tree. These birds are look alike. They look identical, you know, beautiful. But one bird has some fruit in his mouth and the beak. But he is very, very anxious. You know, he is afraid. But the other bird doesn't have fruit in his mouth and is very pleasantly looking and witnessing the other one. It's simply sitting. So, who is the super soul and who is the soul? Which bird is the soul and which bird is the super soul? One has fruit, but at the same time is very fearful, right? And other one doesn't have fruit, and he is very calm, quiet, and witnessing the other one who is in anxiety. Which bird is a soul, and which bird is a super soul? Did you hear?
One bird is with the food, but she's unhappy, and the other bird is quiet and witnessing, looking at the other bird. So which one's a super soul and which one's a soul?
The super soul is
other way around.
The other bird without the food, the fruit in the mouth is super soul. The other bird with the fruit in the mouth is soul.
The one which has fruit in his mouth is the soul or super soul? He is very fearful. He is very fearful.
The bird who's eating the fruit is the soul. And
okay, now you got it. Good. So, don't eat the fruit. If you eat the fruit, you'll become fearful. Better don't eat the fruit. If you want to eat the fruit, So if you want to eat the fruit, what you should do?
What you do before you eat? You offer it to Krishna.
Okay.
Then they understand.
If you want to eat the fruit, then offer first to Lord Krishna and then eat as a prasadam. If you want to enjoy yourself, then you will become fearful. Alright? So, in this way, we have to understand the importance of devotional service, which is a very rare thing. Only fortunate soul who has done some meritorious activity in the previous life can get access to pure devotional service. It's by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, who under the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his Guru Maharaj brought this to make us fortunate. This is unparalleled. Even in India, even in India, it is too difficult when people are made to rush towards the West and think that that is the civilization. But it is so degrading civilization. It's not civilization. It's a degradation. No? So, to make the best use of our bed bargain, first bed bargain is our body, second bed bargain that we ended up in more troubles than before. The time is not waiting. Our kids are also giving us trouble. I mean, can you imagine? You know, that our pious heart is simply crying. So it is better that we understand the real prime duty, the prime necessity of our life is Krishna consciousness. It will remove everything inauspicious in our life. Simply by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Bol! Chant and be happy.